Anyway, we should see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and it's crazy, you know, like on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, also at the end, you're not even hungry or thirsty anymore. Because right now we are getting out from the mikvah of Tisha B'Av, and you know, when you come out from a bath or a shower, you feel refreshed. Can you imagine the mikvah of Tisha B'Av, the mikvah of the Beis Hamikdash, the Me'ah Shiloyach, the mikvah of the Kohen Gadol? Awesome, awesome. And we should be privileged to sprinkle it. We should be able to sprinkle this holy water of Tisha B'Av all over the world. Every yid, the whole world, Ramesh. You know, friends, you think the world is crazy? The world is maybe bad, but not crazy. You know how hungry the world is? How hungry the world is. I remember once I walked with a Chassidus Yid in Paris, and he was telling me the Yidden are so holy, the Goyim are so bad. We walked late at night on Pigalle. You know, Pigalle, I don't have to tell you, anybody that's been there. I said, do me a favor, look at the eyes of the people. Can't you see how hungry they are for something holy? And they don't know what to do, so they do everything stupid. But Gevald is the word hungry. And I want you to know something very deep. Why is Tisha B'Av, why are we fasting, why are we so thirsty? Just to give us a taste how thirsty the world is. How thirsty the world is. And Mamash, God should give us, Mamash, the best water. The Yirmahu Yetzimayim Chaim, on one day, Mamash, living water will come out of every corner from Yerushalayim, of every corner, of every yid, and we should feed the world, and we should give them water.